prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, as we talk about physical culture on Physical Culture Radio. Then, the second hour, we're going to take a new look at an old problem, andropause, with a doctor from Greece who's leading the charge there, Dr. George Toulatos. I hope I'm pronouncing his name properly. I'll find out for sure in a little while. Just want to remind everybody, today's the last day to hear and enter the secret word contest. Tomorrow we will announce two winners of this week's secret word contest. Each winner will receive a free massage at Massage Envy. Now, our international listeners cannot participate in this because Massage Envy is inside the United States. But next week we launch a new secret word contest, and it will be something that everyone can partake in, I promise you.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Wait a minute. I am very sorry. Something went very, very wrong there. Hold on. That was yesterday's intro. This is the intro we were looking for.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Sorry about that, Brooks.
Well, you know, we got where we needed to get for today, and you were at the right place yesterday, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for being understanding. Okay, how are you?
Doing very well.
So have I heard correctly that you have been spending the past 24 hours or 48 hours tearing out every page in Knife Fork Muscle that has to do with red meat? Is that true?
No, I have been spending the last 48 hours
eating red meat.
eating red meat. You know, the uproar in the media and in social media and, you know, just everywhere. Red meat is going to kill you. Good Lord, Carl, how many times have we seen this?
See, and that's my problem, Brooks. It's funny you say that.
Okay.
And this is a problem with our society, our civilization, in just about every area, politics, everything, you name it. We have very, very short memories, and we are too ready to become ping pong balls for whatever the message du jour happens to be. It's really sad to me, because how long ago was it that we were told that eggs were bad for us, Brooks?
Oh, it came out in the 50s, and then again in the 60s, and again in the 70s, and it keeps popping up, and it's, and you know, it goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back.
Right, and now right now,
the Time magazine cover? You can Google for it, find the image, the two fried eggs making the eyes, and the piece of bacon making the frowny face.
Yeah, yeah.
And the message was, you can't eat bacon, can't eat eggs, because of high fat, high saturated fat, they'll kill you. And
you
that
know,
wasn't very long ago.
Look, the government and the scientists should...
Carl, are you there?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Brooks? Brooks, hold on.
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know, this happened yesterday with... Rob Regish, too. I don't know.
Oh.
It must be me. It must be. Maybe it's my microphone. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's your personal electromagnetic field.
That's what it is. But, remember when we look at science in general, you know, science builds on itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we say today should be taken in the context of just this. It should be taken in the context of everything else. But the problem is that people don't accrue scientific knowledge. They just look at what the media says today and they react to that. You know, I blogged about it because I got a lot of emails and phone calls from friends and family members saying, what about red meat? And I don't disagree that processed meats are probably bad for you, but red meat is not bad for you if you're eating it with lots of healthy vegetables and you're cooking it properly, you're slow cooking it, you're not char broiling it. You know, we have to stop this idiocy, this overreactive knee-jerk jump from one thing to the other to the other. The media loves this because it gets us to tune in.
Well, what the media loves is an attention-grabbing headline.
Okay. Yes.
And you know, the true story should be WHO believes that there is an association between some types of cancer and some types of highly processed meats.
Right.
And that these highly processed meats almost undoubtedly, and any that have been studied, have been from big ag, big food, factory farmed, who knows what is in them.
Right.
In addition to the red meat itself.
Right.
You know, you've got issues of antibiotics, you've got issues of steroids, hormones, what is in the meat that people are eating, we don't know. I mean, there was another report, last week that someone tested a bunch of processed meat products. I think sausages, and I could be wrong here, but help me on this. They found meat in.
Was this the one that tested the human DNA in the meat?
Yeah, there was human DNA in the meat. I think it was in like sausages.
Right.
But there also was meat in the vegan sausages.
That's funny.
Okay, and this is whatever ones were tested. I mean, whether it's in everything, who knows? But, you know, the point is, again, going back, the headline has got to be, in certain products, using certain types of meat, certain associations may have been found.
Right.
And this is something to keep in mind. Oh, and of course, there are many, many, many other things that have associations with cancer, and you need to be aware of all of those.
Well, listen, Alex Leaf made a great point in the blog post I made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, alcohol is way, 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 way farther up on the linkage to cancer in humans than red meat or processed meat. But you never hear anybody saying beer causes cancer.
Well, you do hear some people who go into adverse health effects associated with beer, and of course, very few people pay any attention to them. But, you know, you don't see the WHO doing that. The real problem is there was a little bite of information, and it focused only on certain processed meats.
Right.
Period. From there, the media blitz has become red meat is dangerous. Red meat will kill you.
Right.
Okay. So that, you know, we have seen that over and over and over. There's repeatedly advice, stop eating red meat.
Well, but that's because there's an agenda afoot. There's an agenda to create a more vegan population. So, you know, I got into this because I wrote a blog and it got a lot of shares and I had a lot of people saying, you know, pitching me on the whole vegan thing, meat is bad for you. And my attitude is I'm not trying to convince vegans to become omnivores, but vegans are always trying to convince omnivores to become vegans. And that's because their decisions to eat a certain way are driven more by what they claim to be moral decisions than scientific and logical dietary decisions. And, you know, we have had the myth that it's unsustainable to keep eating animal protein because we can't feed the world that way. What people fail to realize is Washington State University did a great study that we talked about 2 years ago on this show that showed that the investment in water and feed into a cow produced more energy in the form of meals over the course of a year than what you could do with an acre of land with that same water and given what you wanted to plant in that field. And so this this myth that people keep going, oh, if we want to feed the world, we have... No, the most expensive thing, the most toil... toil required thing is a crop, an acre of arable land. You've got to water it all the time, and you get corn from it. That's it, just corn, or just wheat, or just soy, and you cannot sustain life, and we can't grow enough food to feed the world. We must make peace with the idea that animal protein is necessary, and break with this idea that it's somehow immoral for us to eat animal protein. It's just sad. It's that agenda is muddling up all the truth out there.
Well, it absolutely is, and we may need to actually bounce a little bit into the next segment after the break on this. But you know, Carl, there's a whole agenda that I view as the anti-strength and muscle mass agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the whole meat is bad for you agenda ties in with everybody that doesn't believe in strength training, doesn't believe in weightlifting, doesn't believe in carrying large amounts of muscle mass, doesn't believe that strength is related to health. It's everybody who pushes other forms of exercise or no exercise. And everybody who rolls their eyes at all the things that the people in the superhuman nation are doing to be stronger and healthier. And it, you know, it all ties together. There's a study, widely reported study, almost 9,000 men over a period of 23 years. The one constant that was associated with an enormous reduction in death by cancer. 30-40% decrease, which is huge.
Right.
What is it? It's muscular strength.
Right.
Maintain, you know, building and maintaining muscular strength. Okay. And incidentally, this came from men who were studied by the Cooper Clinic, which was, you know, the aerobics clinic, right? You know,
yeah. The anti weightlifting clinic.
Yeah. And yet, what they found the association was not aerobic exercise, the association was muscular strength. Okay, now, if that's true, and no one that I'm aware of even debates it, and certainly I'm not aware of 23 years of research with 9,000 subjects that has produced a contrary result, saying muscular strength is bad for you.
Right.
Okay? If that's true, the question becomes, what is a diet that is a good diet for maintaining strength throughout one's entire life? And the answer for many, many people, and I'm one of them, the answer is a diet that contains lots of animal protein.
Right.
And I'm sorry if that's unpopular. I'm sorry if that offends people. That is very true. And I know that, you know, we have examples of people who followed vegetarian diets and were strong and healthy and et cetera. Understand all that, but they're outliers. They're exceptions.
Right.
Most people need animal protein.
They're like that.
And they need
like
it
that,
for
like,
health.
They're like that one guy who smoked two packs of cigarettes a day and drank a bottle of whiskey a day but lived to be 100. And everybody thinks that that's how you get to be 100 when more people died at 40 following that. But he's an outlier. But everybody,
exactly.
Everybody wants to point at the outlier and go, oh, that's the answer.
Yeah. It's crazy, Megan.
All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our break now. We've said our piece about beef. It's very clear that...
Our beef about beef.
We've had our beef about beef, and it's very clear that there will be plenty of beef on our tables, yours and mine, in days to come. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get back to something that apparently listeners really want from you, Brooks. Being an ex-bench press champion, world record holder, there are lots of questions about the bench press. We're going to get them answered right now. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio here on Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. To Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Cubic. Okay, here we go. Lots of questions about the bench press, Brooks. I guess they're unavoidable, so let's hit them head on.
Sounds good.
This one is an interesting one to me because I never really gave it thought as a serious technique, let's say. Question one, is it better to pause the bar at your chest or use a drop, bounce, rebound so you can handle more weight?
That's a very common question, and there's a very simple answer. The pause style is better. It's much better. It's stricter, and it's harder. It puts the work on the muscles, and it puts them on the muscles that you're trying to make bigger and stronger. If you ever plan to enter a powerlifting or a bench press competition, you need to do a controlled lowering of the bar, pause, and then press, because that's what you'll have to do in competition. And the number of people who train with a drop and bounce rebound and then try to do a strict bench press in competition is mind-boggling. And it's always a disaster. If they're lucky, they make their opener. But that's all they make. And the reason is they can't do a strict bench press. You know, it's similar to raising the hips, you know, raising the hips off the bench right, to boost the bar up. You know, they're both forms of cheating. And if you do them in training, your training has very little carryover to practice. You know, it's like if you were training for boxing and you sparred with someone who had big padded gloves on and you had either no gloves or very light gloves. So you had no padding, he did, and you were knocking him all around and you were thinking, you know, hey, I'm pretty good. And then you go out into a regulation boxing match where you and the other guy both have regulation boxing gloves. Guess what happens? Your training now bears no reality to what happens in the actual boxing match. And it's the same if you do sloppy benching in your training.
But what if you're not, but what if your goal isn't to be in a competition? You're just looking to get stronger. Could you use this as a kind of a method of a forced movement where you're challenging your muscles with this little added bench, this little bounce, I'm sorry, this little added momentum so that you can get stronger, or you think that's just silliness?
It's silliness and it's cheating. It, you know, it's like a cheat curl. You can handle more weight because you're cheating, but you're not actually putting stress on the muscles. What you're doing is bouncing. It's like doing a deadlift where you bounce the bar off the floor.
Right. Okay.
Now, some people will say, right, but I can do strict bench presses with a pause to work the bottom part of the movement, but if I do a cheat bench press, a drop bounce, okay, then I can train my triceps because I'm using more weight when I'm doing the final portion, the lockout portion of the lift. Okay, and the answer is, if you want to do that, you train your triceps with a close grip bench press, or you use the power rack, you set the pins, put the bar at the midpoint or a little bit higher, and you put, and you do your lockout there. You do an overload bench press that way, but again, it's a strict movement beginning with the bar and the pin, so it's a dead stop. That's much better and more effective. The reason that people don't want to do it is they want to use more weight and tell everybody, you know, I bench press X amount of weight when in fact they're bouncing X amount of weight.
This is another question. What is the best assistance exercise for the bench press?
First of all, let me just say that most people do way too many assistance exercises for the bench press. They turn their bench press program or their powerlifting program into a bodybuilding program. And you really don't need to do that at all. You need to do your bench press and a small, and by small I mean a very limited number of assistance exercises, and that's it. So the best assistance exercise that I've ever found is the bottom position bench press and the power rack. Set the pins. The bar is either touching the chest when you wedge yourself under the bar, or it's maybe 2 inches above, or 4 or 6 inches maximum. And 2 to 4 is probably about right for most people. Well, either bar brushing the chest, or 2 inches or 4, 6 inches is probably too high for most people, although it works well for some. You start the bar from a dead stop on the pins. You push it all the way on up to a lockout. That's your bottom position bench press. Do singles, because you have to reset yourself for every rep. And you can't lower the bar to the pins and reset, and you certainly don't want to be bouncing the bar off the pins. That would be foolish. So you know, I like to do singles in that exercise. That was far and away the best exercise that I ever did for the bench press. And when I was training for bench press competition, powerlifting competition, I never even trained the regular bench press. I only did bottom position bench press, usually with the bar starting on my chest, sometimes bar 2 inches above. Those were, you know, that was the range I usually used. But that was all I did. I never did the full range movement in training. So you can see it's a very effective movement.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that if it's fair to say that if you are able to, let's say, do a bottom position 500-pound bench press from that dead stop in the most compromised position, the bottom of the movement, it's fair to say that when you unrack the bar with arms extended and bring it down to your chest and explode up, you're actually going to have more strength because you're preloading the muscles in almost an elastic type fashion when you're coming down and then pushing back up, as opposed to coming from a dead stop at the chest and pushing up. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, because you're taking the elastic energy out of the equation.
Right.
That's why the bottom position bench press is so hard, and that's why it's so effective. So, you know, yeah, that's the reason that I was able to train on the bottom position bench press and have the results carry over so directly to competition. Now, the second assistance exercise that I would recommend is the close grip bench press.
Mm-hmm.
And by close grip, I mean a little bit, hands a little bit closer than shoulder width. You don't want them any more than that. It's not a tricep extension movement. It's a bench pressing movement with the hands a little closer than normal so that and the triceps.
So really, isn't that sometimes what they call a pec press? It's actually where your hands are just inside your shoulders, just a couple inches inside your shoulders. Don't they call that a pec press?
They might. I'm not familiar with the term, but that doesn't mean that it's not a term that people use.
I mean, that's a really hard way to press.
It's hard, but again, the hands are not super close. They're just a little bit more than shoulder.
Inside the shoulders.
The shoulders. You know, it's transferring a bit more of the load to the triceps, but it's not like your hands are almost touching or your thumbs are almost touching when you're doing when you're doing bench.
Question.
Yeah.
In that pressing movement, are the elbows flaring out to the side or are they coming down along the side of the body?
In my bench pressing technique, coming down along the sides. Along the body.
Right.
They never flare out to the sides.
So you really aren't doing a tricep movement then. You really are doing a very, very unique form of bench pressing, just keeping the hands a little closer than shoulder width. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Elbows flaring out to the side to me is a very bad way of doing any kind of bench pressing movement.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question about when you were a national bench press championship, giving specific tips, and you actually have a course that you can refer to people. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, to learn more about all of the offerings of Brooks Cubic. You can get stronger by just visiting his website. Prove me wrong. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com.
CorpsCubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network. My co-host is Brooks Cubic. I'm Carl Lenore. So, you have actually two questions asking you about good powerlifting and good bench press training courses since you were a national bench press champion. You have a couple of suggestions for them, right? There's some links that they can go to?
There are, and I'll go ahead and I'll share my blog post onto your Facebook page with the link to today's show. One is to the Iron League, which is a members-only site that my friend John Wood is doing, and I've got a bench press course, which is about bench press technique, full of technique tips, and both for training and for competition, and that's available at the Iron League site as part of the members-only site. And the other one is something that's available either in hard copy from me or at the Amazon Kindle page, and that's the Dinosaur Training Archive series. We call it Dinosaur Training Strength Archive. It's old articles that go back about 20 years that I printed in the Dinosaur Files newsletter when we had a monthly newsletter back in 1997 through 2002. Reprinting those, doing it about, a book's worth at a time. That's about 6 months of articles. And in the first one that we did, I'd been talking a lot about power rack training, but I didn't have an actual power rack training program, so I wrote one especially for this course. And it was very timely. It was something that I wrote for a longtime dinosaur training fan who was doing master's level powerlifting competition at age 50. And he was looking for a really good program for power lifting strength training and something that would really take him up to the next level. And he wanted to try some power rack training. And I said, okay, let me put something together for you. So I put it together, and it's been working for him great. We're going to have more on that in the future after he puts it to the test in competition. But meanwhile, I wrote it up into a complete training course article, and I put that into the new Dinosaur Training Archives Book 1 because I'd been talking in there so much about power rack work, and I really wanted something that gave people the nuts and bolts of it. So that's in there. And, of course, that includes a whole lot of bench press training because that's obviously part of what you're going to be doing if you're training for powerlifting competition. So that's a terrific course, and it's brand new and highly effective and highly recommended.
And that's on your website, right? Or that's in that one is on your website.
Well, it's available on the website in hard copy, and it's also available on our Kindle page. You can get there through our website. We've got links to all the Kindle pages. It's the Dinosaur Training Archives.
Okay.
Dinosaur Training Strength Archive Series, Book 1, and it's a good one. For anyone who gets confused, Carl, it's got Arthur Saxon on the cover.
Oh, okay.
If they know who Arthur Saxon is, I don't know
what Arthur Saxon looks like, so that's no help to me.
go ahead.
You think there are some people who really are built better for bench pressing than others, and I say this because we just had Dr. Stuart McGill on.
Mm-hmm.
And he talking about back problems, and he had an interesting tidbit of information about the Poland-Bulgarian strength athletes, their ability to squat heavy, and the geometrical shape of their hips and their hip sockets. Because genetically they have very shallow hip sockets. In fact, babies are born there regularly with hip dysplasia. That allows them to get deeper into a squat while protecting the lumbar spine,
mm-hmm.
Keeping it from flattening out and letting it curve. And then he said, you go to the Ireland and Scotland, and you have when you look at the skeletal systems of these people, they have very deep set hip sockets, which makes the femur almost hit the hip when it tries to go down into a low squatting position, which causes the hips to roll under and tuck in and put the lumbar spine at great risk. These people are not good anatomically for squatting. And so I started thinking, bench pressing with a straight bar always gave me problems, always hurt my shoulders. Was it because I was doing it wrong? Do you think some people just aren't good bench pressers, just anatomically? Do you think wide clavicles or anything play a role in that?
Well, the most important thing is short arms are an advantage for bench pressing. So short arms, deep chest, you know, your typical barrel-chested powerlifter type is going to do a lot better on the bench press because you have a limited range of motion and more limited stress on the shoulder joint. So that's the, you know, that's the first thing. Now, the interesting thing in powerlifting competition is that long arms are an advantage for the deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're an advantage for the deadlift. They're a disadvantage for the bench press. And you have to take the, you know, you have to take these things into account. If you're a good bench presser, you're probably not going to be a good deadlifter, relatively speaking, and vice versa. And, you know, I know, everyone can raise their hand and give me an exception, but I'm talking about, as a general rule, short arms, good for bench, bad for deadlift. Long arms, bad for bench, good for deadlift.
Right.
You know, it's back in the days when the military press was one of the lifts in Olympic lifting competition. There was a certain body type that often was similar to a good benching type that was good for the military press, but not as good for the snatch. You know, so you had some people who were good at the press and bad at the snatch, and some, or not as good at the snatch, and some people who were better at the snatch and not as good at the bench press. And that was, you know, that was something that was understood. So it's bone structure more than anything else, and there's nothing you can do about it. The problem is that a lot of people compound the problem by using bad technique when they, bench press. And the elbows out to the side, if you have long arms, you know, your elbows are about 50 feet away from your chest. And you've got tremendous torque, tremendous leverage on the shoulder joint.
Right.
And that makes it really difficult to do the bench press. That's why I always liked, you know, I never liked a wide grip bench press. I always liked a, you know, relatively close grip. And I'm talking a competition bench press. I'm not talking about a close grip for training the triceps. I'm talking about my competition bench press was never a super wide grip, and I would always bring the elbows right into the body, pressed up against the lats, and you have a coiled spring effect at the bottom where the upper arms are pressed very tightly against the lats, and the first movement off the bottom is actually the lats flare out. It's like you're doing a lat pose in bodybuilding.
Right.
And you drive the bar up with, you know, a combination of lats, shoulders, chest, and eventually the, you know, the triceps kick in. But, you know, that's something that can help, help a lot if you're not a natural bench presser.
Yeah. I'm not a natural bench presser. It's caused me more trouble than it's worth. Mm-hmm. I relegated myself to dumbbells a long, long time ago as a result of that.
Well, how old were you when you started bench pressing?
Well, I didn't really start training until I was 41.
Yeah, and you know, most people over 40 who've been training for a long time probably have shoulder problems and make the bench a challenge anyway.
Right.
You know, that's not uncommon. So you were getting a really, really late start on the bench press, and you know, I can easily see why you'd say, you know what, I probably just need to do something else.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation
nutrition in its tracks. You need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Shop.
Welcome back. You want to stay with us through the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about a new look at andropause, an old problem, maybe some new information for those of you out there who are curious. Dr. George Toulatos is joining us all the way from Greece. Right now we're talking with my co-host Brooks Kubik. Continuation on the discussion of the bench press here on Physical Culture Radio. So Brooks raised a good point off the air. We just had Dr. Stuart McGill on talking about all the different things that go wrong with our spine, especially those of us who live a physical culture lifestyle. We're not conserving our body, you know, trying to keep, oh, I don't want to wear anything out. I mean, we're working hard in the gym. We're lifting heavy weights. We're challenging muscles. We're challenging skeletal system. And the spine takes a beating. And Brooks raised a really good point. Go ahead. Tell the audience what you were telling me off the air.
Okay, one of the things that you see a whole lot of on Facebook and YouTube, and apparently it's, quote, standard practice, close quote, in people who use the bench press in their training. One of the things you see is a huge exaggerated back arch where the hips and the shoulders You try to get the hips and the shoulders as close to each other as you can. Your spine is in a huge arch, and the reason that you do this for the bench press, for a competition bench press, is that raises the chest so that you don't have to lower the bar as far, which means you can do more in competition as a single rep attempt. And the other thing is it changes the way that you're pushing. You're almost, it's more like
a dip
or a decline press. And a lot of people are stronger in that movement. And if you combine it with some of the really high-tech bench press shirts, you can lift enormous amounts of weight that way in competition.
In fact, I think I've actually heard a coach say to a client when he was teaching him to bench press, you got him on the rack, got him on the bar, put your feet on the ground, drive him into the ground, touch your butt to your scapula.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. Okay, now, here's the problem. When you're doing that, you are putting tremendous pressure on your spine. And what is going to happen is you are going to cause back problems. You're going to adversely affect your squat, your deadlift, standing press, any exercise where you're standing on your feet, but particularly the squat and the deadlift. So if you're a power lifter, you're doing this, and let's say you add 20 pounds or 50 pounds to your bench press. If it also causes you to lose 100 pounds off your squat and 100 pounds off your deadlift, your total has gone down. You know, that's not a good trade. And if you're not a competitive lifter and you're doing this and you're able to tell your buddies, you know, hey, I can bench press such and so, but you're bench pressing more than you're squatting and more than you're deadlifting, or you're not even squatting or deadlifting because your back hurts too much, that's not a very good thing to do. So what I always want people to do, plant your feet solidly, you know, plant your feet very solidly, flat feet, not on your toes, flat feet. Then your hips are solid on the bench and they stay solid. Your shoulders are solid on the bench, they stay solid. There is a very strong back flex, but not an arch.
Mm-hmm.
Your back, you know, your back is not up so high that someone could shove a watermelon under your back. You know, they could put a pencil under the back between the lower back and the bench, but a pencil is not a watermelon.
Right.
You know, so that's something that I think is hugely important, and it really is. You know, from what I see out there, a lot of people are making this mistake, and a lot of people are going to run into problems. You know, Carl, it's like the old the military press back in the 60s and 70s, up until they dropped the military press from competition in the early 70s. The judges were allowing the lifters to lean further and further back.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the same movement, just places tremendous pressure on the spine.
I got to tell you something. That's even more dangerous. I actually I had a listener reach out to me a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
who had terrible back problems. And after we shared a couple emails, he confided in me that he gave himself these back problems from doing heavy overhead presses. But in order to achieve his overhead presses, he had to turn them into an incline bench press while standing. So what he had to do was lean his upper body back. Instead of pressing up, he was actually doing an incline bench press, and his spine was supporting the upper body while the feet stayed planted on the ground. And he had destroyed his spine from that.
Everyone who lifted competitively in that era will tell you horror stories about people hurting their back by doing that enormous back bend military press. And really, it's not a military press, because military press is straight up and down. It's what the military press became,
right.
And really it's called the Olympic press. It's extremely bad and something that you shouldn't do. And the bench press with an enormous exaggerated back arch is exactly the same thing. It's an invitation to lower back problems. A lot of Olympic lifters who use the bench press to build shoulder and upper body strength to help support the jerk will do it with the legs on the bench and the back completely on the bench so that they don't run the risk of hurting their back doing bench presses. And, of course, an Olympic weightlifter doesn't, you know, the last thing that they want is to hurt their back because then they can't do snatches and cleans. So
by keeping your feet up on the bench you're talking about, right?
I'm talking about if you have a bench that's long enough, the legs. If you're going to put the feet up on the bench, here's the thing. You got to keep your hips on the bench.
Right.
You know, if you put your feet on the bench, but then you raise your hips, then you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, if you're pressing down on your feet and lifting your hips, but if you put the soles of your feet on the edge of the bench, and so your knees are bent, and your feet are basically coming very close to your butt, and you keep your hips on the bench and press that way, that'll break that bad habit of arching your back, right?
Well, yeah, but you got to keep your butt down. I mean, just too many people are going to hear this, and they're going to say, oh, I'll put my feet on the bench, and then they start that arch, which is silly.
Right.
The other thing that you can do, and this comes from Dr. Ken Leisner, who is a powerlifting expert and, get this, a chiropractor. Okay, he says put the feet on wooden blocks. Raise the feet 4 to 6 inches.
Oh.
Okay, and then... you've kind of changed the whole dynamic. And again, as long as you keep your butt on the bench and you don't try to bring the butt and the scapula together or the hips and the scapula together, you're going to be doing okay. Did Dr. McGill talk about that with you?
No, we didn't actually talk about bench pressing at all.
Okay. I bet if you ever had him on the show again and you talked to him about that, he'd probably have very similar thoughts.
The other thing I notice is that the guys who bench press in competition don't plant their feet on the ground, heels on the ground. They tuck their feet beneath them with their balls of their feet. You know what I'm talking about? They almost...
That's a modern way of doing it, and I never did it that way.
And that almost exclusively makes you curve your spine a lot more when you do that.
Exactly. That's the curved spine, and that's why about 5 minutes ago I said feet flat on the floor.
Right.
I mean, you know, what I would always see... If people in competition, if you move your foot, it doesn't count. You know, that disqualifies the lift. And if people are up on their toes, they're going to move their foot.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your foot, or you put your feet flat. That's a tongue twister. You want flat feet, solid on the floor, and you want those feet just pushing all the way to the center of the earth, but not moving.
Right.
And, you know, similarly, the last thing you want is to twist your foot to the side so that one side is up, which you see people do sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's no good. And then now you're transferring the pressure to the knees. It's like, what are you going to do, hurt your knee doing a bench press? That's silly.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. When I do press, even with dumbbells,
mm-hmm.
when I do press or machine presses, I can tell I have my feet in the wrong place because I get a cramp in my glutes.
Yeah.
And I know right away. Oh, I got to bring my feet further away from me because they're up underneath me now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting a cramp anywhere in the lower body from a bench press, it's like this. That's a sign. That, yeah,
there's something wrong. Oh man, I bench press heavy today and I pulled my glute. What? Wait a minute. The glute's not involved. How did you do that? Because I was doing it wrong.
And that's exactly what we've been saying in this segment. And I'll tell you what. It may be unpalatable to some. They may not want to hear it because they may like to do that big exaggerated arch so they can do a little bit more weight in the bench. But I'll tell you what, it'll catch up. It'll hurt you. Don't do it. Do it the right way. Do it the safe way. And over time, you'll end up stronger.
Yeah, because you'll be strong doing it the right way.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brooks, thanks so much for everything, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good one, Carl.
You too. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be joined by Dr. George Toulatos from all the way from Greece to talk about, we're going to talk about andropause, but I also want to know about, I want to talk about the differences between how they address this condition in Europe versus here in the United States. It should be interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At
RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh,
we lost him. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second here. Fuck that!
music from the streets and the slammer. Glamour. Being a celebrity don't mean bad me. Blitz and glamour, hit up with the blitz and hammer. Because they're talking rap, rushing. Then up in the doors, keep a firm steady start. Keep the beanies tossing, keep the beanies hot flushing.
Okay. Andropause is a problem here in the United States. We've talked about it before. Does the United States have a monopoly on andropause and treating andropause? I don't think so. My next guest is Dr. George Tuliatos. How you doing, Dr. Tuliatos?
I'm fine, Carl. Thank you for giving me that opportunity to have this kind of consultation.
Yes, of course. Now, you've actually written a book that is very popular in Europe and in Greece, specifically addressing andropause. But let's talk about you personally for a second. You were a competitive bodybuilder. You have an amazing physique. You still train very, very hard. And is that what made you look at andropause and male sex hormones as a method of treating individuals with various disorders?
Basically, yes. It was the on-off abuse since 1999 till my last contest held in 2013. But we have also to take under consideration the andropause that occurs after the fourth decade of the man. So I was actually diagnosed as having a primary and secondary hypogonadism. And then I went to a trip in Italy, Parma, to meet Dr. Massimo Spatini and get his advice. So he told me that I should basically use testosterone monthly once per week, about 100 milligrams. Then I had to calculate on a monthly basis about my evaluations, such as hematocrit, estradiol, HDL, LDL levels, and also occasionally PSA and DHT. But eventually, as this TRT was proceeding, what I faced, my problem was polycythemia erythrocytosis was one of my major issues.
Wait, Dr. Tuliatos, what was one of your other issues?
Erythrocytosis leading to polycythemia. I mean, my hematocrit was raising dramatically.
Right, okay.
So what I did was to switch the duration of the dosage from 7 days to 15 days. That means from 1 week to 2 weeks, the 100 milligrams. However, in the long term, also I had a hematocrit over 55 and a hemoglobin over 18. So the only possible solution for me was to perform a phlebotomy, that is something different than the blood donation.
Right.
And the point about myself is that I'm negative rhesus minus blood type, and this is it's partly a wasting of blood because my blood is very precious to everybody. I can be a global donor.
Okay.
So what I do now is actually switch to underground gel that I apply on my shoulders and on my pecs, and also I combine it with capsules of testosterone and undercarbonate.
Okay.
It's called Vestibule in Greece, but I think it's Andriol in the United States.
Now, testosterone undecarbonate is a much longer acting.
Very slow ester. Yeah, it's like a natural undecarbonate. It's very slow ester.
Right. And so, okay, so let's talk about a couple things. In the United States, it's very popular today. Clinics are advertising on television for men to start considering testosterone therapy as they age to rejuvenate and refresh and give them more energy and make them feel young again. Is it like that in Greece? Are they?
Actually, no. It is not so popular in Greece. And when you go to this kind of clinics in Greece, in Athens specifically, what you see is basically plastic surgeons and dermatologists that apply facial injections of hyaluronic acid and Botox. They have no idea, they don't have any clue about even supplementation or proper nutrition, and of course about growth hormone application.
See, this is a frustration of mine, and I'll tell you why. Because even here in the United States, if you Google the words anti-aging, what comes up almost 100% of the time are lotions and creams and cosmetic procedures. So everybody thinks anti-aging is about looking younger, but to us, to those of us in this community, anti-aging
it's
about physiological youth. It's not about having a my face has lots of wrinkles. I don't care about that, but I want to be 70 years old and still be squatting and deadlifting and doing those things.
Yes.
I want to be youthful. I don't want to look youthful.
Because the underpose mainly reflects the deterioration of physical activity.
Right.
And how old do you feel inside? And this is a hormonal thing. The erections also.
Now,
the sexual drive.
How much of this phenomenon here in the United States do you think can be attributed to because we have such a unique medical payer system where everybody or most people have their own health insurance and they can go and have work done and doctors are more willing to run more lab work and so on versus in Europe where it's more of a socialized medicine didn't you tell me that the doctors all they do is look at symptoms and that's it, right?
Yes, and I have to tell you specifically about my country that doctors and people in general, they have this kind of thing, hormonophobia. That means they're afraid of hormones. The point is, you supply the hormone that you need, not only a tremendous amount, but the point of testosterone that has to be within the optimal levels, same goes for growth hormone. We don't talk about any cycle thing, you know?
Right. Okay, so we do have it better here in the United States. The doctors are more open to it. We have more opportunities for it. And because many people have their own insurance, we have more access to it. Let's talk now a little bit about what you said a moment ago. You said that you're using just 100 milligrams of testosterone and enanthate every 15 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but you're also supplementing with an oral testosterone undecoenate.
No. This was before. Testosterone and fate every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Although
okay.
The half-life of testosterone and fate is about 9 to 10 days.
Okay.
It was in the past. So when I had to perform continuous phlebotomies, I decided to switch to...
That's right, androgel.
Yeah,
you did say that, androgel and the oral testosterone undecoenate. That's what you're taking.
Androgel, yes.
No. Okay, so the one criticism I would have is this on your original approach and why your hematocrit, hemoglobin issues, I don't know. But the one thing that I would say is if you look at the testosterone undecoenate, I'm sorry, an anthate molecule, when you remove the ester, it's only about 81% testosterone. So you were already starting off with 81 milligrams of testosterone in an enanthate.
Approximately about 70% it is released.
Okay.
From the ester.
And the problem with that is that if you look at the pharmacodynamics of that particular preparation, you have about 50% of the testosterone releases within the first 4 days to 5 days. And then the balance of 50% is going to trickle into the body over the course of the next 12 to 14 days. So you're basically getting enough testosterone for the first 4 or 5 days, but then the last week and a half, you have the testosterone levels of a 14-year-old girl. I think that was not a good approach for testosterone replacement therapy. What would you say about my statement?
Well, I never figured about this. I thought that the testosterone has been peaked about within 5 days, and then it drops. And there are also other types of testosterone applied, such as endocannabinoid, which is the Nubidia form, which is way more slower released, or the cyclionate form. My major issue was about my polycythemia. I mean, there was no gynecomastia or any kind of prostate enlargement that was reflecting on my diuresis. So this was an issue, Carl, because, you know, the discussion of blood rises and then perhaps a stroke may happen. months ago, I was not a smoker, and I had to use aspirin on a daily basis with meals. But honestly, I felt a good kick after a couple of days, and then it was dropping, you know? As you said, it goes downhill.
Yeah, and by the way, I went to give blood on Tuesday of this week. I give blood every 8 weeks now, but not just because...
This is also a thing to do because men have androgens and they have to give. On the contrary, women have this kind of menstrual cycle every month, and so they lose blood through the uterus. So men have to perform blood donation every 3 months because... This is the duration of the red blood cell of the erythrocytes. It's about 120 days.
But that's not the only reason why I do it. I don't do it just because I want to maintain, I want to rid my body of excess androgens, or I want to rid my body of excess iron and lower my hematocrit. I also do it because every time your body has to produce a pint of blood, it produces a lot of mesenchymal stem cells from the bone marrow. So right now, after my blood donation, I have all these stem cells running around my body, and with the right impetus and message, they will differentiate into tissue and repair damaged tissue. That's the real reason. And also...
This is very wise indeed.
Yeah, and also to get rid of a lot of the toxins that I've picked up over the past 57 years. Because, you know, we change the oil in our car. If we had a car for 50 years and we had the same oil, the engine would burn out. We have dirty blood. We have to get rid of it. Look, we have to take a break. I want to come back. I want to talk about your book when we come back. We're talking with Dr. George Touliatos, all the way from Greece. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. George Touliatos. He's in Greece. We had a problem with the phone line. I think we cleaned it up just now. I think you'll find it a little bit easier to understand him. So, George, let's talk about your book. Why did you feel compelled to write a book about andropause for the Greek community?
Well, actually, the book does not refer only on andropause. It's about medical prevention and scientific approach on muscular development. So it's about bodybuilding and how to deal with chemical enhancement more safely, about exercise, nutrition, supplementation, and also I deal a bit with andropause, a small reference to TRT, HRT, and also the post-cycle therapy, the PCT. But it was something that I had to write it down since I had this experience. It was not something in a theoretical base because I faced this kind of a primary and secondary hypogonadism when I was 41 years old.
Now, George.
And this book is actually the third one. I have written also two other books more simply, in a more simple way, and this is the for a more advanced level.
George, I know in some parts of Europe, purchasing testosterone or decadurobilin or even other androgens, injectable androgens, is not as controlled. These are not controlled substances the way they are here in the United States. Is that true of Greece? Can a man
Yes.
go into a pharmacy in Greece and buy testosterone cypionate and just start using it?
We have actually testosterone enanthate was from biosharing the testosterone, and now this was withdrawal, and we have the Norma Hellas producing this testosterone ester. But yes, you don't need a prescription paper, at least for testosterone, for nandrolone decanoate, for decadurobilin. From Organon, you need a prescription paper, but, you know, it's up also to the pharmacist how what kind of friendship you have with him. And this is actually happened after the 2004 Olympics, and the law was more strict. But, yes, you can get also other performance-enhanced drugs, such as clenbuterol, or tamoxifen, or aromatase inhibitors. So the law is not that strict here. It's kind of different than in Canada or Australia or United States.
So how does that impact? It's interesting to me because here, it says anabolic steroids or performance-enhancing agents are treated just like cocaine or heroin.
And so
I'm wondering, in a country where they're freely available, do we see abuse? Do we see lots of people using them in the bodybuilding community, or are they more selective because they're so available, there's no rush to go and try them?
We Precisely. I would say they're kind of neglected, and people prefer an underground stuff. And since, I mean, DECA, who uses now DECA? Guys use the Q-Pulse instead or other stuff. So it's not such a wide variety of anabolics, androgenic. In the past, actually, 15 years ago, it used to be primobolan, I mean, methanolone enanthate, and this was something important for the bodybuilding community.
Right.
But, you know, to use a testosterone, okay, it's a cheaper way to buy in for $2.5 US dollars instead of the United States, where you can get up to $10 per piece.
Right. Right.
But as I said, I mean, people focus mainly on underground stuff with a huge variety of androgenic anabolic steroids.
That's baffling to me if they have the access to walk into. You know, when I visited Mexico many times, especially when I was in Puerto Vallarta one time, I went to a pharmacy in Sam's Club or Costco, one of those places, and I bought two vials of testosterone. It was a testosterone cipionate.
Yes.
And it was like $22 US a bottle, and it was no big deal. I just walked it. It was so foreign to me to be able to just buy that without a prescription. I mean, I have a prescription here in the United States, but it was just amazing to me that you could just go in there and buy it freely, and you don't see people abusing it when it's available freely like that.
The point is the pharmaceutical stuff is always 100% original, and there's no contamination case.
Right.
This is what the good thing about that you trust what you put in your body.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So, okay, getting back to your personal story, do you think that there's a lot of men in Greece who have used performance-enhancing drugs and ended up developing even primary or secondary hypogonadism as a result of that?
Certainly, and on my laboratory office, I face this kind of thing on a weekly basis. Most of the clients are retired bodybuilders or active bodybuilders, but, you know, andropause is something that it goes your late 30s or 40s, of course, and perhaps for some people who want to be sexually active in the mid-50s, you know, and a kind of lifestyle more active, it's not just about pumping iron or going to the gym. So it's the foundation of youth. But of course there are other parameters you have to take under consideration, such as alopecia or prostatic enlargement and gynecomastia and things like that.
Which is what I want to talk about when we come back from the break. Let's talk a little bit about aromatase inhibitors, because a lot of times when men get on testosterone, at some point in time, the discussion arises about aromatase inhibitors. Dr. Touliatos, where can listeners from the United States find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Yes, my website, actually, it's in Greek, it's not translated, but my website is g2.com.
How do you spell that?
And I also am an author on anabolic.org of William Llewellyn.
Okay.
So I have three articles there, and people may find me also in his forum.
And the website again is D, the letter D and the number 2?
D-T-U-L.com.
Okay.
T-U-L.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. George Touliatos. His website is GTOUL.com. His first initial and the first four letters of his last name, .com. G, like George, TOUL.com. And you can translate it if you Google it, because it's in Greek. Obviously, he's in Greece. Greece, the home of physical culture, where physical culture started. I mean, thousands of years ago, it's amazing. Many of the things that the ancient Greek understood about health and longevity and its linkage to physical culture remain true today, but completely ignored. So, Dr. Touliatos, let's talk about Let's talk about the role of anti-estrogens in andropause, treating andropause with testosterone. When should they be introduced? Lots of clinics, they prescribe both testosterone and aromatase inhibitors immediately. even before trying the patient out with testosterone and then even seeing if they need an aromatase inhibitor. Do you think that's wise to do it that way?
As you get in the course with a TRT, there might be a slight aromatization. That means estrogenic activity. And beta estradiol rises. I wouldn't recommend aromatase inhibitors are very potent drugs. They are prescribed medically for the case of breast cancer. The problem is that they cross on estrogen that much that they affect the production of liver lipoproteins, high density and low density, and therefore they distort the atheromatic index and the ratio of HDL versus LDL. And moreover, they affect the bone mineral density, as estrogen play a primary role, and this we can conclude from the menopause women who have more fractures and more osteopenia than women before the 40s. So I would recommend the use of SERMs such as tamoxifen citrate that does not mess up that much with your lipids. Of course, there's not so much suppression on estrogens. But however, when I started my TRT last January, I have to tell you that there was an aromatization. Perhaps my receptors were very sensitive because I had to withdraw from any kind of ass for about 6 to 7 months. So there was kind of slight aromatization, and my nipples they were kind of touchy and sensitive to palpation.
Right.
But as my TRT was proceeding, then I used a bit of an estrogen, that means Armidex. And however, I no longer use it because there's no such effect. Another thing about SERMs, I have to say that they suppress on IGF-1. That means your growth and your kind of gains you earn from your TRT are suppressed. But, Carl, I believe that any kind of anti-estrogen administration has to be slightly and very in a moderate way because, low estrogens have an impact on also your libido and also on your mood, as serotonin is also linked with estrogens.
Well, okay, so there's lots of clinics out there today that you walk in and they prescribe you testosterone and anastrozole immediately. And I think this is a mistake. I think it's dangerous, quite frankly. First of all...
Yes, I agree.
Estradiol...
Dr. Massimo Spatini actually told me that in case you have kind of aromatization, you have to use 1 milligram of anastrozole once a week only.
Right. Anastrozole is very, very strong. And on top of that, we know that estradiol is neuroprotective. We know that from a very, very good Italian doctor up in Toronto who did two very well done studies. When they give rats MPTP, which stimulates and produces Parkinsonism instantly in the rat brain, when the rats were infused with beta estradiol and MPTP, they withstood developing the symptoms of Parkinson's for 2 weeks before they succumbed to it. The other rats that were not given the beta estradiol, they developed Parkinson's disease that evening after being given the MPTP. We know that the role of estradiol is it suppresses inflammation in the brain. It's a very, very important hormone. And this idea that many bodybuilders go around with, oh, I just want to crush my estrogen levels. I want to bring them down. This is silly. It's dangerous. It's reckless.
Yeah, now, this is called the steroid lethargy effect.
Yeah. And you know
when
what
somebody
else?
Feels lousy and feels terrible and so exhausted and bad mood and no erections, this is actually a crash on estrogens. When you're during a pre-contest preparation, you have to look lean, hard, dry, without any water or fat retention.
Yeah, but see, I also think that might be a misunderstanding as well. And I there's two well done studies that showed by giving men who were not trained individuals testosterone alone or testosterone plus an aromatase inhibitor, The men who were given to, and this was a double blind placebo crossover study. So the same men that got therapy A got therapy B later on. When they gave them the aromatase inhibitor, they did not lose as much body fat. And that's because we know that estradiol is lipolytic. It's not lipogenic. And this is a big misunderstanding amongst the bodybuilding community. Everybody thinks that estrogen causes body fat. It doesn't.
As far as I know, adipose tissue produces estrogens, right?
Right. It stores it. Well, adipose tissue, the role between adipose tissue and estrogen is simple. Because aromatase inhibitor biosynthesis occurs in fat cells. When the body needs fat, estrogen in a woman who's going through menopause, the body says make more fat. Not because estrogen is making more fat, because the lack of estrogen is making more fat.
Yes.
So
the
bodybuilding community, in my humble opinion, has it very wrong about the role of estradiol and fat. It's the opposite of what they think. Estradiol will make you get leaner. And not having enough estradiol will make your body upregulate fat production because it wants more aromatase, because it wants more estradiol.
So you believe that SERMs would be an alternative use?
Well, SERMs are a slippery slope, Dr. Tuliatos, because SERMs, as they state, have both estrogenic and anti-estrogenic effects in different tissue. Because they have the ability to both block or stimulate the estrogen receptor.
They act locally. On the contrary, aromatase inhibitors, they act also in the periphery.
I mean, there's a lot of good research out there about SERMs for raising testosterone levels and for doing a lot of good things both in men and women. So I would probably think that SERMs are probably a little bit better of an alternative than an aromatase inhibitor, personally.
Yes. Okay.
Let's do this. Let's take another quick commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll pick this discussion up. We're talking with Dr. George Tuliatos. His website is gtoul.com. I'm sorry, G. I'm sorry. Very quick. gtoul.com. His first initial, George, G, and the first four letters of his last name, toul.com. It's in Greek, so you'll have to use Greek Google Translate. If you want to learn more about him, go check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Your back's against the wall.
We're talking with Dr. George Touliatos. We're talking to him all the way from Greece. His website is GTOUL.com. It's in Greek. You'll have to translate it if you're here in the United States or North America. So, for a long time, we've been talking about how women are complicated, but men are simple when it comes to hormone replacement therapy. You know, when a woman goes to a doctor for HRT, they usually put her on 2 different forms of estrogen, a little progesterone, sprinkle in a little testosterone, maybe some DHEA. But men, they always say, oh, you just need testosterone. They give you testosterone and you leave. What about the role of multi-hormone approaches to men? I've been doing a lot of research and thinking and experimentation with progesterone. Progesterone has always been thought as, oh, that's a woman's hormone, just the same way that back in the old days, testosterone was thought to only be a man's hormone, and now we know that women need testosterone too. Do you have any opinions on progesterone?
Basically, when you showed this kind of thing about sleeping apnea, and you told me that you see major progress on your snoring, and I mean this kind of dysfunction on the respiratory system.
Yes.
Then I was really surprised about the effect that progesterone, almost a female hormone, has, and I had no idea about this and how effective it could be.
Well, so there's lots of good research out there that shows that progesterone actually can balance a carbohydrate, a carbon dioxide insensitivity in the body on a cellular level, on a tissue level. And that by supplementing men who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, some of them, not all of them, because there's lots of different reasons for obstructive sleep apnea, but some of them find complete relief when they start supplementing with progesterone, just 100 milligrams at night before bed. But there's another discussion I'd like to have. The strongest performance-enhancing drug I think that we could all agree out there is trenbolone, whether in the acetate or the enanthate form. Would you agree with that, trenbolone?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So trenbolone is respected and revered by anybody who's ever tried performance-enhancing drugs. I use trenbolone many different times throughout my life. And I can tell you that the strength gains produced by trenbolone made me start to say that trenbolone takes your body hostage. Whether you feel like doing the work or whether you don't feel like doing the work, the Trenbolone makes you do the work. And you lift weights heavier than you've ever lifted in your life. And this, I'm not romanticizing it, because it comes at the expense of a lot of side effects. Now, with that being said, Trenbolone is a progestin. Is it not a form of progesterone? Okay.
Yes.
So,
it leads to prolactinemia.
Why are we discounting the role of progesterone as a potential anabolic agent for men?
Yes, this could be an association. It's a good point you have.
What I keep coming back to is, I remember when HRT for women first started.
I'm sorry, I'm disturbing you, Carl, but. Does the progesterone is linked with low libido? It affects majorly the libido, and so
yes.
Does prolactin also.
It can. Okay, so too much progesterone can lead to a reduction in libido. Okay.
Yes.
But just like not enough estrogen has also suppressed libido. So there's, you know, we can't look at hormones in a vacuum. They operate in a curve response. Too little. Too little and too much generally have the same side effects. But there is got to be a sweet spot. Now, keep in mind, here's an interesting thing to consider. Almost exclusively, without a doubt, when men get on testosterone therapy, they feel amazing. They feel young. Their libido comes back. They go, oh my God, I forgot how good this feels. And almost unequivocally, within about a year's time, they seem to lose those benefits. At around that time, those who have a tendency to succumb to male pattern alopecia, they start losing, their hairline starts to recede. Those who seem to start to develop other issues that are related to the quote-unquote side effects of testosterone therapy, they start to show up around a year or two into it. They start to notice these things. Now, here's an interesting aspect. I don't know how many men get on HCG in order to avoid testicular shrinkage, but
yes, this is also very good for spermatogenesis and FSH production.
Yes,
in order to have a respectable fertility.
But keep in mind, the testes don't only produce testosterone. They produce progesterone too. And if the testicles shrink and they're not producing testosterone any longer, there's a pretty fair bet that I'm willing to wager that progesterone production probably starts to go down as well. And we
so
know.
You believe that the human choline may affect progesterone
yes.
Slipping up as a result?
Yes. I think that another benefit of HCG is not just to stimulate the Leydig cells to stay productive, to produce testosterone, but also for the testes to continue to produce progesterone. And here's why I say that. Remember, progesterone reduces the production of 5-alpha reductase, and which means that when men start to develop those DHT-type symptoms a year or two after on testosterone, keep in mind, they never had DHT issues when they were young, but now they do.
Yes.
That DHT is a sign that progesterone is starting to drop and needs to be addressed. That's my opinion.
Yes, interesting point, yes.
So I think that men are, we're going to find out in 5, 6, 7, 8 years that men, just like women, it's more than just testosterone for us. I think in 5, 6, 7, 8 years, we're going to find out that a little bit of progesterone, a little bit of HCG, maybe a little bit of growth hormone we already know about, we are just as complex and we deserve just as much attention as women do when it comes to HRT. We should not be relegated to give him 250 milligrams of testosterone every 2 weeks and he's fine. That's not it.
Yes.
That's not it for men.
Yes. Yes.
We're coming to the
HRT is much more complicated than TRT. TRT is just using testosterone. HRT is using other things as well.
I think
actually women use progesterone during endometriosis, which is infection of the inner wall of the uterus.
Right.
This is why they're prescribing progesterone to women, the doctors.
I've been taking 100 milligrams of progesterone every other day at bedtime, and I got to tell you, my sleep is better, I feel better, my libido has not been affected. If I take 100 milligrams every day, after about 2 weeks, I notice a drop in my libido. So I switched
to... But you have to know, Carl, that sleeping apnea is among the reason that the among the factors somebody has to not to undergo a TRT, because it is also related with the thickness of your neck, and because your throat and the upper respiratory airways, they're getting more narrow, and this produces a turbulence effect, and also it affects epiglottis of larynx, and it causes, as a result, this kind of snoring and sleeping apnea with hypoxemia and hypercapnia and bad mood and loss of memory short term, and all these things.
But I don't think it's exclusive. I don't think testosterone is the culprit in this case, and I think testosterone is secondary to the culprit, because you have to understand, I don't have a very, very thick neck, and my sister was 97 pounds, and she had obstructive sleep apnea. There's more going on to obstructive sleep apnea that we're just starting to understand, and the role of a gut inflammation, because when you have inflammation of your gut, it doesn't stop at the esophageal sphincter. It comes all the way up the throat. It causes edema in the throat. It causes changing of the voice. It causes collapse of the palate in the back of the throat because the edema attracts fluid and it narrows the pathway. This may not have anything to do with testosterone at all. I know that testosterone is contraindicated for men who have sleep apnea, but sleep apnea is not caused by testosterone supplementation, because if it was,
perhaps by growth hormone, because all the small tissues, they get enlarged, you know, and it's getting worse.
But
especially if you have a thick neck.
But you have to remember something, George. We have to use critical thinking. If high testosterone levels caused obstructive sleep apnea, then every 19-year-old kid would be snoring today, and they don't.
No, but this is a common effect. Even in guys 25 years old, they snore. When the body weight rises up over 100 kilos, they actually have this kind of complaint. They wake up in a bad mood with short-term dizziness and stuff like that, you know?
Well, I've often wondered if the rise in red blood cell production from testosterone, the erythropoietic effect of testosterone, doesn't play a role in how the body senses the oxygen and carbon dioxide ratios that causes central sleep apnea, which is the lack of impulse to breathe.
Central sleep apnea, yes, from the central nervous system is regulated, yes.
So
it's much deeper.
That could have a role in from HRT or TRT, because if you're having a very, very high red blood cell production, your hematocrit is going very, very high, you have the ability to carry more oxygen in the blood.
There's a protein stimulation from the kidneys, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So there's more to it. I don't think it's just exclusively testosterone, but I really don't. But anyway, George, let's plug your website one more time. It's GTOUL.com. It is in Greek. For those of you who live in Greece, you'll find great results working with Dr. Touliatos. And also, where else can people find you? You said on a forum that you post articles?
Actually, I'm an author on William Llewellyn, anabolic.org, which is a web page about performance-enhancing drugs and chemical enhancement. And I'm an author there. I have written three articles about kidney damage, liver damage, and heart malfunctions. And also, yes, I participate on the forum as well.
Excellent, excellent. So go there and check them out. George, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Very lively discussion. I like that. And how about that? You can go to any pharmacy and buy testosterone in Greece. But meanwhile, nobody's abusing it there. Makes you wonder, huh? I want to thank everybody for listening today. Thanks to Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. Don't forget, today's the last day to enter the secret word contest. Tomorrow on Casual Friday, we will announce two winners. Each will receive a free massage from Massage Envy. So don't forget, listen for the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win. We'll see everybody tomorrow. It is Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for a special Halloween edition of Casual Friday. Tune in then. Thanks for listening.